The other night, Brother Gary was ministering, and it was an absolute masterpiece relative to the teachings that are out there that refute the Word of God. Teachings concerning grace, teachings concerning, well, forgiveness, all these different things. And there was so much more that he could have taught on relative to that. He didn't even scratch the surface. There is so much. It's very difficult, maybe for some of us, to believe that a lot of these teachings are out there, but they are out there more than what you realize. It's like a plague in the body of Christ. It's very, very serious. Well, in Genesis chapter 2, take a look here in verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now, question number one, how did God refer to this tree? Well, he calls it the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm guessing that's what it says in your Bible, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This is what God calls it. Now, here in these verses, 15, 16, and 17, this is the only place in the entire Bible that describes this kind of interaction between God and Adam relative to, you know, the tree, the knowledge, and how he describes it, and so on and so forth. I mean, this is it. Well, now, the other night when Brother Gary was sharing about some of the things that are taught, and he named some names, well, I want to share something with you. I'm going to read to you word-for-word quotes. I'm not going to name the names, at least not here. Now, when the recording is off, if you want to know, I don't have a problem telling you. Because this is out there, and you can find it for yourself. It's not a hidden thing. It's recorded, and you can find these recordings. So consider what we just read here in Genesis. Now here's statement number one from preacher number one. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was God's tithe in the earth. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was God's tithe in the earth. Now, the word tithe literally means a tenth or 10%. That's what that means. Now, if the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the tithe, then that means it was one-tenth of all the trees in the garden, which means there were only 10 trees in the garden. Go figure that one. Think about all the different types of trees and fruit trees and so forth that we have, and you're telling me that God only made 10 trees? No, I don't think so. But along with that, He said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was God's tithe in the earth. Where in the world in Scripture do we see that God had a responsibility to tithe anything? Seriously. So, it doesn't take a whole lot of, you know, Einstein-level intelligence. And I'm not trying to be insulting to the preachers. I'm really not. See, once again, when I hear things like this, I'm telling you, I honestly believe, not only do they believe that, but they're not trying to deceive people. They're not on purpose lying to people. Somehow, some way, they have been deceived, you know, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, whatever you want to call it. But they've come to the place of believing things like this, and so they turn around and they teach it. Now, statement number two from preacher number two. And I'm thinking preacher number two might have been in the same service with preacher number one. Because preacher number two was talking about our responsibility. You better tithe. I mean, you had better tithe. And so here's what he said about people who aren't tithing. He said, are you eating the tithe like Adam and Eve did? Are you eating the tithe like Adam and Eve did? Now, I'm thinking, wait a second. The only way that they could have eaten the tithe I mean, okay, a tithe is a tenth. It just, if you just start rolling this around in your head, it's like, okay, I'm not sure where you're coming from here. Did they eat the tithe? So the tithe was something that somebody was supposed to give to God, which means that the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the tithe that Adam and Eve were supposed to be giving to God. This makes no sense to me whatsoever. I do not follow this logic. But the thing is, when you stand up and you tell everybody that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was God's tithe in the earth, and you don't know better, you'll think, oh my goodness, wow, yeah, wow, revelation. And then you stand up and you tell people, you better tithe, and if you're not tithing, are you eating the tithe like Adam and Eve did? Meaning, you know what happened to Adam and Eve when they didn't tithe? They died. They died. Well, that leads to statement number three by preacher number three. He said, if you don't tithe, you're robbing God, and thieves don't go to heaven. That means that if I don't tithe, I'm going to hell in a handbasket or an offering plate. That means I'm headed to the lake of fire for all eternity because I didn't put my 10% in the plate. That means the power of the tithe is greater than the blood of Jesus. That's crazy. Crazy. And this third statement, I heard this on a Sunday when I was at home in between services. And this was back in the days when we had, you know, Christian television on a lot. And I'm walking through the living room and this preacher was preaching. And he's saying that, and I froze, and I turned, and I looked, and I'm thinking, what? You've got to be kidding me. Now, every one of the preachers that said these things have big ministries. And if I were to give you their names right here, you'd say, oh, yeah, I know them. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. Oh, yeah, I listened to that guy. Well, you know what? It's like Gary was saying the other night, it's possible 90% of what they teach is right on. But this leaven will leaven the whole lump. And this is why that I do not listen to a lot of those preachers that I listen to. It's not that I don't like them anymore. I mean, I haven't even met these guys. And it's not that I now think they're not serving the Lord Jesus, because they're serving Jesus as much as they know how, as much as they understand relative to the doctrine they believe. They really are. And I truly believe that they would lay down their lives for Jesus. But see, just because you love Jesus with all your heart and that you would lay down your life for him, it doesn't mean that when you say things like this, it's right. It doesn't mean that everything you teach is correct. Here's part of the problem in this. I stand here and I freely admit tonight there was a time in my life where I would have believed every single one of those. And not only would I have believed it, I probably would have repeated it to people. Now, I say that to my shame. However, I give glory to God. Just like what Brother Gary said the other night, I thank God for all the hours I spent praying in tongues. Amen. And I thank God for all the hours that I have spent praying in tongues and all the hours that I have spent, you know, over the years leaving Scripture in context, line upon line and precept upon precept. Because I know this, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was not God's tithe. I know this, when Adam and Eve ate, they were not eating the tithe. And I also know this, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than 10% of my money. I would not want to stand up and tell somebody, if you don't tithe, you're robbing God, and thieves don't go to heaven. And there's a single mom with like 3, 4, 5 kids trying to figure out how she's going to feed them. And I just told her she's going to hell if she doesn't put the grocery money in the plate. You see what I'm saying? The diaper money. Man, that's just wrong. And I'm telling you right now, there's no way our Father God is sitting in heaven saying, I love you, and I know that you love your children, and I love your children more than you love your children. And I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire because you bought food for your children instead of putting money in the offering plate. There is no way. No way. So I just because I don't listen to these preachers anymore, it doesn't mean that I hate them. It just means I would rather feed. Okay, in Isaiah 28, he made a statement. And I'm not going to teach it, but he makes a statement that the tables are full of vomit and filth. And that word filth means dung. And he's talking about all the false preachers that are setting the table of the Lord, and instead of the nourishing spiritual food people need, they're putting vomit and dung on the table and inviting people to come and feast. Those three statements I just read to you, I mean no disrespect to those preachers, but those statements would qualify as vomit and dung. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I would have no problem if I saw those preachers, flat tire on the side of the road, I would stop and help them. Listen, I feel sorry for them, but at the same time, that's where I was years ago. And this is why it's so important for us to leave Scripture intact, line upon line, leave it in context, pray in the Spirit, and allow that development to take place to where we become very discerning over what we hear spoken from a pulpit. Let me say it like this. When we're born again, we're born spiritually ignorant. We're babies. However, we don't have to stay that way. We don't have to stay that way. So tonight, as we receive this offering, know this. God loves you more than your money. And, you know, if you have felt any kind of guilt or condemnation this week because I just really didn't have anything to put in the offering, that's a lie of the devil. It's not coming from God. And it's sure not coming from any of us here this week. We would rather you have food. We would rather you have clothes. We'd rather you have the lights on in your house. You understand what I'm saying? It's all according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. And if what I have is what I need to use to buy my food for my family, then it's now a what I don't have to give in the offering. Do you understand that concept? So if you have felt any kind of guilt or condemnation this week over not being able to give the way that you'd like to, cast that imagination down. Don't let it become a high thing in your life. There is no condemnation. And those of you that are here tonight, that you are going to be giving in this offering, well, thank you. And thank you for helping us to bless the ministers who have come to bless us and covering the expenses of the conference and so forth. And those of you that are watching, same thing. Thank you for being a part of this and for giving in these offerings. You are helping us more than you understand.